This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministry. Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministry. It's a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I give honor to the Holy God. Call him by his most holy name, El Elyon. Lift up your voices. Lift up your hands. And say, El Elyon, we worship you. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Those of you that are listening by way of the airway, the presence of the Lord is permeating the atmosphere. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Holy, holy, holy God. Holy God. Holy, 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 holy. Thou art holy, thou art righteous, thy name is worthy to be praised, O God, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the very same, there is no God like you. I magnify the God of my salvation unto today. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would you be? The writer went on to say, where would I be if he didn't sacrifice his life? Oh, I am so glad. I'm so glad he did. He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. He knew that he was heading to Golgotha, but he took the journey anyhow. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him with me. He took the journey anyhow. Some of us only serve him, not so much because we love him. Because when you do something for a person because you love them, it no longer becomes about rewards. Going to heaven is not the only reason why I serve him. I started out that way. But then I fell in love with him. And so now if I find out that there is no heaven to gain, too late. I'm already in love with him. Oh, I wish you would wave your hand across this room. I'm speaking to the lovers out there. I'm speaking to the lovers in the room. I'm in love with him to the point now I can say that even if you don't heal me, I'm still gonna love you and I'm gonna serve you. That's the point that the Hebrew boys got to. They fell in love with God. And it came to the place now they said that even if he don't deliver, we are not going to bow. Yeshua, I thank you. I thank you. And that is just my praise on today. I want to share a quick word with you. And the word that is in my spirit for today is, what have you done about that which you have believed? What have you done about that which you have believed? Because you see, you can believe something, but don't do anything about that which you claim to believe. You can believe that Yeshua is the Son of God, yet never accept him. You can believe that he is a way maker, yet you never ask him to make a way for you. You can believe that he can move mountains, but you have mountains in front of you, mountains behind you, mountains beside you, and mountains beneath you. Yet you know that, you believe that he's a mountain mover. You can believe that he's a prayer hearing God, yet you never pray. So the question has come to us tonight, or today rather, what have you done about that which you have believed? Turn your Bibles with me quickly to Joshua chapter 2. And we begin to look from the verse 9. Hello? Anybody out there? Now I'm sure that everyone knows the story quite well about how God has given Jericho to Israel. And you know the story quite well, how Joshua sent out spies to go and check out Jericho. Hello? When they got to Jericho, the spies went into the house of a harlot. If you don't know who is a harlot, they went into the house of a prostitute. Not just a corner prostitute. This was a hybrid prostitute. A professional one. Come on now. And a very educated one at that. So I want you to come with me as you look from the verse 9. When she saw them, this is how educated she was. The moment she saw them, she knew that they were not from Jericho. She saw them and she knew that they were Jewish boys. She saw them and she recognized the presence of God upon them. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Which tells me that this prostitute, she was listening to the news. I believe that she was watching CNN. Not CNN of our time, but CNN of their time. Hello? She said, the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us. Lord, help us. Holy Ghost, even a prostitute knows when the people of God show up, something is about to happen. Some of us don't even know when God is about to bust a move. Not your neighbor said, you ought to know what God is up to. The prostitute knew that God was up to. He was up to something, and it wasn't going to be nice. Hello? And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Read on. In other words, I know I'm a prostitute, but let me testify for you. Hello? Because you see, you just came into town. Let me tell you what's going on in town. Hello? I may be a prostitute, but let me tell you something. I keep up with what is going on. Come on now. Oh, next verse, verse 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you. You might be a thief, but you must know what God is up to. Come on now. You might be a drug dealer, but you better have some kind of insight of what is happening round about you. So she said, we heard how God have dried up the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what he did unto kings of the Amorites and that were on the other side of Jordan. We heard what he did to Sihon and Og, whom he utterly destroyed. What kind of prostitute is this? Now, this is a special kind of woman. Come on now. For we have heard. We heard what's going on. Get me to the verse 11. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Now, your neighbor said, what have you done with that which you have believed? They heard and their heart melted, but Rahab was still prostituting. You ever see some people? They come to church and they listen to a good message and they weep their way to the altar. But tomorrow, they're back at that nasty stuff all over again. Lord, help me. You've seen some people come to church and the Holy Ghost knock them down and they roll on the ground and they carry on and they said, Lord, I repent, forgive me. But tomorrow, they're back at it again. Oh, God, help me. Who am I talking to out there? Huh? Our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any courage in any man when we heard what your God has done. Courage. Fail every man in Jericho. She said, because of you. For the Lord your God. Listen to a prostitute. Some of us that are saved don't even got a testimony. Come to church every Sabbath, you don't have a testimony. You come back for deliverance service, you don't have a testimony. You come back for Bible study, you still don't have a testimony. My God! And if you should ask some people what is happening in your city, they don't know. Because they don't listen to the news. She said, for the Lord your God is, he is the God of heaven above and in earth beneath. Hello? A prostitute knows that. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that he will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. In other words, what she's saying, don't mess about. Make sure that whatsoever you agree with me, whatever the deal is, make sure that you hold true to it. Because I'm no fool. I know the God you serve. And I know that he's going to give you this land and destroy Jericho. And save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have and deliver our lives from death. Come on, come on. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor. And if you're listening by way of the earwave, make a phone call and call up that wretched family member and said, I am going to pull you out. Because I know a man of God, I know a woman of God, and I, come on now and begin to prophesy over your family life and say, my family will be saved. Not only that, oh help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, what a prostitute. She drive a hard bargain. She believe and she did something about that which she believed. Yes, I believe that Jesus is coming back one day. But honey, I'm still messing about. Yes, I believe that I should be kind. But I ain't giving you nothing today. I believe this and I believe that. The question is, what are you doing about what you believe? Come on now, some of us are so selfish. The only prayer we pray for our families is telling God how much they hurt us. And reminding God how much they don't like us. Come on now, come on now. Get up in our faces and said, senior pastor, prophetess, apostle, doctor, bishop, can you pray for my family? As a matter of fact, this is what they look like. Here's a picture. Hello? Here are the list of their names. Some of them are crooked. Some of them are drug dealers. Some of them are behind bars. But oh God, I believe God, that if God is gonna save me, that God is gonna have to pull them out too. I don't want to go to heaven and my family remain behind. Oh, you see, you don't understand. When the rich man went to hell and when he was faced with the terror of hell, the word of the Lord said he looked. And he saw
he was faced with the terror of
Abraham's bosom. The word of the Lord said he looked. And he never gave him bread. Hello? But now Abraham was being cradled in the bosom of Father Abraham. And he knew that Lazarus had sores. And he knew that the only medication that Lazarus had was the dogs licking his sores. But hell was such a thirsty place for him that he pleaded, can you let Lazarus put his finger in water and come across and touch my tongue? Abraham said, even if I could, I can't, because there is a great gulf between you and I. And that's how we know that when we are in heaven, we'll be able to see what's going on in hell. If the wicked rich man could see it, then a righteous man and a righteous woman will see it. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. He said, okay, I understand, but I beg you, send him back and ask him to tell my brothers, don't come to this place. It is not a good place. But Abraham said, let them listen to the prophet. Come on, call up your family and said, listen, 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 listen. Hell is a real place. And if you believe it, do something about it. Can I read on a little bit? Verse 14. And the men answered her, our life for yours. You didn't know that you could bargain with the promise of God. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Keep the secret. Keep the secret of the servant of God. And I'll come for you. I'll pull you out. Our life for yours. And if you utter not this our business, it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. We are going to keep the secret. Tell somebody, don't love to talk so much. Come on now. Come on now. Every move you see a man of God make, every move you see a woman of God make, you have to be the CNN. Don't be the CNN. Hold your peace. Get me to the verse 15. Then she let them down. I'm just going to hop to the verse 16. You can read the story on your own time, right? And she said unto them, get you to the mountain. She's giving direction. Oh, come on. This just goes to tell you how much this woman is in tune with what's happening around about her. Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. Hello? Hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned. And afterward, you may go your way. The men of God came into a bargain with her. And can I tell you that prostitute, she took all her family member in. Hello? And they told her, tell them not to go out in the street. Because if they go out in the street and their blood is shed, it's not on our shoulders. Let me tell you something. Under the hearing of God's word, preaching and teaching, if you don't follow the direction, your blood will not be on our shoulder. Whatever crookedness that is in your life, I am telling you today, quit. Get out of the street. Do something about that which you believe. If God be God, serve him. And if Baal be Baal, then serve Baal. Don't tell me that you believe God, and don't tell me you've been praying, but your ways are still crooked. So what have you believed? Jesus will come. Have you heard that? Have you heard that Jesus is coming? Have you heard that Jesus is coming again? Don't be afraid to answer. Have you heard that? What are you doing about that? Hello? Have you bargained with him? Is there a bargain? Hello? Jesus was up on a mountain. And he was teaching. And a man that was a leper knew that he could not go into the congregation. But he waited until Jesus was finished with his sermon. And he met Jesus at the bottom of the mountain. And he looked at him and he said, can you make me clean? He believed. And he waited until the crowd was gone. He said, can you make me clean? And Jesus said, yes, I can. Hello? What are you doing about that which you believe? Throwing yourself a pity party? Feeling sorry for yourself? You better get dressed and go meet your God, because he will heal you. He will deliver you. He'll do something about your condition. Come on. I am sure that everyone that is listening to me, you have a situation that you believe can be fixed. But you believe it? The question is, what are you doing about it? Jairus' daughter was dead. And the word of the Lord said that the man went to Jesus. Listen. The word said that while Jesus was on his way, the mourners was already mourning. In other words, the wake started. Are you listening? And while Jesus was on his way, the word of the Lord said the people began to mock him, because they are mocking him to say, where is he going? The girl is dead. Like, look at him now. He's going over there thinking the girl is sick. Jesus got there. The man believed and he did something about it. And Jesus raised her from the dead. What can he do for you? Will you do something about that which you believe? When Lazarus was sick, it was not Lazarus that sent for Jesus. He was too sick to call for Jesus. But his sisters believed. And they decide to do something about it. They sent and they said, the one that you love is sick. They believed and they did something about it. What are you doing about that which you believe. Rahab believed, and the men said, tie a piece of scarlet ribbon on your wall. Come on, come on, nudge your neighbor and say, you play a part in the equation. Come on, come on, come on, tell somebody else, God will not do it all by himself. Come on, come on, say, you got to get up and act too. Come on, come on, tell somebody, find your part. Find your part. What is it you are supposed to do? Find your part. So Rahab had two things to do. She had to gather up her family, and she must get a piece of scarlet ribbon and put it on the wall. Hello? So her house would be saved. You want God to heal you? What are you doing about it? I heard a story from one of my professors when I was doing theology. Spoke about a young man that was crippled, and he took comfort in the word of God, and he kept on reading every day, by my stripe you are healed. And he kept on praying that God would heal him. One day his mother walked into the room and found him on the floor. The mother said, how long has you been on the floor? He said, I've been down here for a while now. She said, what are you doing down there? He said, well, I asked God to heal me, and so I tried to get up, but I guess today is not the day. They helped him up on the bed, and tomorrow he read the same scripture again, by my stripe you are healed. And the next day he tried to roll off again. But can I tell you that the day came, he never gave up. And the day came when the mother went into the room. He was standing upright and fully dressed. Won't God do it if you do your part? I said, won't God do it if you do your part? I know sometimes the more you pray, it seems as though the worse it gets, but get up! So when you say that you believe God, do something about it. Get into action.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-FAITH-IN-THE-LAW. And help us keep this new ministry alive. You can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.